Now, I read this thing that you said, well, connected with my new film on robots, in people should take responsibility for themselves and not be passive slaves. What psychologist Lewis
Jablonski
called robopaths, or
that's one of my favorite words.
Robopaths, or
a movie called Own Robopaths.
Say it again.
I'm making a movie on robopaths.
Oh, good. We'll have to talk more about this. Or allowing themselves to be controlled and shaped by external forces. Now, here's a paradox I've brought up recently. Marx would say the point of the world is not to interpret it, but to change it. McLuhan would say that's a very high aspiration, Uncle Carl, but you can't change diddly squat, homie. Your inventions change you. So Marshall said the Civil War was caused by the telegraph, and the World War II was caused by the radio. And then
I completely disagree.
Right, there's the paradox that Marshall says everything we invent is an extension of some human sensorium. So just on those ideas, you can go off, in any idea, any thoughts on that.
Well, can you try to narrow that down a little bit, though?
Right. It's basically saying, when we invented spoken word, it changed us. And then when we invented printed word, people says, oh, books are going to be bad. You're going to forget how to memorize. And now everybody's bitching because, people are bitching because, newspapers are going away and they're being replaced by something else. And oh, the big front page of New York Times today said that the water cooler effect on Facebook and Twitter with people watching the Olympics on TV. So they were like, oh, TV's being rendered obsolete by the computer. But indeed, it's just enhancing the computer. So it's just sort of like, in my opinion, what you're saying with this quote is that allowing themselves to be controlled and shaped by external forces. Well, are you saying that you can actually have an impact on how spoken word's going to change us? How printed word's going to change us? If we know more and study the effects of how it's changing us, it's going to be to our advantage? Or is it just as well we're just like fish in water and that's all we know? All we know is electricity from the day we were born.
The thing about asking any question along these lines is that the can of worms that it opens up is, how far are we willing to go with our qualifiers before we feel like we're too exhausted to go any further? So if I say something like, if I use the phrase external forces, what do I mean by that?
Good. That helps me a lot. Okay.
Where do I stop defining it? This is one of those things that happens all the time in any philosophical discussion. Like one person says, oh, well, you said this, and then, oh, so what does that mean? And then the other person counters it by providing a little bit more detail, and then that opens another can of worms, and then the other person says, well, what about this aspect of the detail that you just provided? And it goes back and forth, and it goes back and forth, and it goes back and forth. The gist of it is, I think that if we're going to not try to have an infinity of qualifiers, even though I'm in favor of an infinity of qualifiers, is that some people try to bring up, try to create a method for decision making that's based on personal experience, and other people don't bother to try to create a method for decision making, but accept whatever mediated method of decision making is already in their landscape or their mediascape or whatever.
No, that was
that's
good.
That's the RoboPath.
Yeah. Okay.